music that contains new material from Cold War Kids, The Mavericks, and Tame Impala. Today's reissue song is from The Doors off their classic The Soft Parade album. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new tune from Vetiver. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this hour started with a tune from The Goldhearts. So, The Goldhearts are a four-piece mixed-gendered indie pop grunge band out of Australia. I first found them in 2015 with the release of their single, Here's the Thing. This is their first release in 3 years. It's an EP, and it's called Be Strong, Be Brave, Be Bold. It was self-released, and it came out November 1st. The song I picked to play for you this morning is called Road to Rome. New music from The Goldhearts here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
So here's the thing, you wanna bring some missing. Everything you need's in your smile.
That's the latest material from the Growlers here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned into music you might otherwise miss. Smack dab in the middle of the new release show. Thanks for joining me here on a gray, cool Tuesday morning. The Growlers, they are a five-piece band based out of Southern California. I read that they are listed as an indie rock outfit, which I guess could be a descriptor. However, I think they're kind of more of an electrified folk. I don't know. It's hard to put it out because I always think of this quote. I think it's by Frank Zappa, but I'm not sure. But it says, writing about music is like dancing about architecture. I do find the use of descriptors for music that I find very difficult to construct. Anyway, the Growlers have just released a new album on October 25th. It is titled Natural Fair, and I just played there for you the title track. Changing musical direction with a tune from Dream Parade. It is a mixed-gender dream pop foursome from Vevey, Switzerland. They are brother and sister, Madeline and Samuel Sandri, along with Jacob Atkinson and Simon Bradford. They've been together since 2015, but this is their first album. The new disc will be titled Sisyphus, and it's due out January 3rd of 2020. I have for you the pre-release single. It's a wonderful tune. It's called Fools to the World. New music from the Dream Parade here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That was the latest material from Earthlings, spelled with no A. It's Earthlings. They're an all-female indie alt-rock foursome out of Sydney, Australia. They are Issy, Jessamine, Taylor, and Lissa. They just recently released on Future Classic Records their debut EP, Indigo, which came out September 20th. The tune I just played there is called Returning. It's the lead-off track of a strong 5-song effort.
We are World Vision, and we believe in children. We believe in God's calling to help them flourish and achieve a full life. We believe every child deserves clean water, nutritious food, and basic health care. We believe in educating girls and women about immunizations and the healthy timing and spacing of pregnancies, saving the lives of newborns and new moms, helping more children live a full life beyond age 5. We are World Vision, and we believe in children.
If you believe, visit worldvision.org/believe.
Next up is a new one from Jaws. And Jaws is an unsigned indie alt-rock trio from Birmingham, England. All three the three lads, Connor Schofield, Eddie Geach, and Alex Hudson, have just self-released on November 1st a standalone single. This is called Anyways, Now's Not the Time. Here we have rockin' good music from Jaws here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
to always go somewhere I don't know.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Vetiver right after the latest here from Tame Impala.
Thank you. New music from...
I don't know where that came from. New music from Tame Impala here on Freeform Radio from Tulsa University 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. And Tame Impala, well, they started out like originally as three guys from Perth, Australia, and they play, as they say, epiphany pop. However, the band is winnowed down just to basically Kevin Parker. He's the driving force behind the band, and most often the band gets described as psychedelic rock. And Parker stays true to that formula on the new upcoming album, The Slow Rush. It's due out on Valentine's Day, February 14th of next year. In the meantime, they release that pre-release single called It Might Be Time, just to whet your appetite. Well, it's time for our first feature of the day. It's called The Lineage. This is the part of the show when I play a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. It helps add some perspective to an artist's career. And today's subject is Vetiver. Vetiver. No, not to be confused with the grasses native to India, but the neo-folk band who now calls San Francisco their home. Andy Kabik is the driving force behind the rotating collective of musicians that sometimes includes a cello and a violin. Under the moniker of Vetiver, Andy has released 7 albums, with the latest being Up on High, which has a street date or had a street date of November 1st. The song I have to air is Swaying. So this is Vetiver. They're today's Lineage. Here on music you might otherwise miss.
Come take my hand, show me where the night begins.
Sometimes I fear there's nothing I can do to make up for my wrongs to you. Should I travel on?
Farm Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're listening to music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Vetiver with More of This, which was released back in 2009 on their Tight Knit album. Hey, if you want to discover more new music with me, join me Thursday for my other installment of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. It airs at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. It's 2 hours of an eclectic blend of neo-folk, Indian alternative, but most of it you can't have heard on the radio, which is why it's music you might otherwise miss. Come find your new favorite song with me Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. Also 100.1 FM if you are in the area. Keeping the music going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from The Doors. The album that has been reissued is their classic and most underappreciated, in my opinion, The Soft Parade, which originally came out in 1969. It is 50 years ago, which is why it was re-released. It was the fourth studio album for the band. The album peaked at number 6 on the Billboard 200. It didn't do quite as well in Europe. But they had three preceding singles like Touch Me, Wishful Sinful, and Tell All the People. They were included in the album, and the former being another top 10 hit for The Doors. Another single, Running Blue, also followed the album's distribution. Upon release, The Soft Parade was denounced by both music critics and the band's underground music scene followers, who viewed the album as The Doors trending into popular music. Over time, historians have reassessed the album, and the critical standing has slightly improved. I was a huge fan of it. I ended up picking the title track for you, and is it because it varies as much as sound and texture and lyrics, and it's just an interesting song. So anyways, this is The Doors with our Reissue Song of the Week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
When I was back there in seminary school, there was a person there who put forth the proposition that you can petition the Lord with prayer. Petition the Lord with prayer. Petition the Lord with prayer. You cannot petition the Lord with prayer. Can you give me sanctuary? I must find a place to hide, a place for me to hide. Can you find me soft asylum? I can't make it anymore. The man is at the door.
Peppermint and Easter chocolate candy. Successful heels are here to stay. Everything.
Around.
Freeform Radio. From Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two songs. That was a tune from Margo. And Margo, which is a terrible name for a band. They're hard to find, and there's so many different Margos in the world. They are an unsigned indie soft rock quintet out of London. They've just released their sixth single. It's called Taken by Age, which is what you just heard there, and that came out October 25th. I really like the chill pop quality of that tune, and they are out on tour with the band Swimming Tapes, which I played here, and they are sonically well paired, so it really makes sense for them. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Cold War Kids. Cold War Kids, they are back with their seventh studio album. This one's called New Age Norms 1, which had a street date of November 1st. I featured another cut from the album back in October. It was Waiting for Your Love. With the release of the whole album, I thought I'd feature another cut from the disc. This tune is called Complainer, and it is the record's lead-off track. New music from Cold War Kids here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Music from Cold War Kids here on 91.5 FM MFO. TK hanging here with you. Let me slip in one more with a tune from the Mavericks. Mavericks are an American country music band that combine Tex-Mex, neo-traditional country music, Latin, and rockabilly influences. The Mavericks were founded in 1989 in Miami, Florida. Their new album, it's called Play the Hits. It's a collection of songs originally recorded by folks like Bruce Springsteen, Waylon Jennings, and Elvis Presley. I gave the whole album a quick listen, and there are a couple of weak tracks on it. However, they do hit really well on a couple. And the one I really got, glommed onto was a tune called Swingin'. And, of course, I am out of here. I'll see you later. Have a great day. I'll see you on Thursday at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBS.org. Here again are the Mavericks on WMFO. Have a great day.